Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. We are one harmonic whole. I had to throw that in.
Yes,
we are not good at saying our business and direct you to oneharmonichole.com.
Exactly.
Plug that in.
Yep. And that's the plug.
So
gonna do
if
the
you're wondering
plug.
More.
Yeah, let's do the real fun plug that we have some live classes coming soon. Yes, that's going to be very exciting. And we're going to be sharing more about that very, 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 very soon.
Oh, my goodness. You need to follow us either on Facebook, we're on Spotify, what we're on, like, Apple Podcast, on YouTube. What are the fun places? TikTok.
Yeah,
you can find us all around. Website.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just look up One Harmonic Whole, Jill and Kim, Kim and Jill, One Harmonic Whole, any of that. You'll find us. It's out there.
Yes. You can't miss us.
You can't.
Oh, okay. Talking about that, we tend to make excuses. And I have made excuses on a lot of different things, and a lot of them are out of fear. But it's like when we commit to something, like Jill and I committed to this business, Jill and I committed to the podcast, and we have been showing up. There are times where excuses have came into play. Well, I'm not quite for sure if somebody's going to like this. I'm not quite for sure. And well, how do we make this work? And our limiting belief stories could have stopped us, but it didn't. We're still here.
Yes, we are. And we are committed to this. And we have collapsed is the word that comes to mind for me. We have collapsed a lot of barriers and excuses that have shown up as we've been doing this. And it's a big deal because we've been doing this 5 days a week for quite a while, Kim.
Yes. And Jill has shown up for all of them. Kim has not.
I think that's what you were saying earlier this week. I don't think that's true. But it's close, but it's not true. We all have our moments. We have to have some grace time. We have to give ourselves those moments where it's we really can't show up. That does occur.
Yeah.
That does happen. And that's when it's not an excuse. It's just something just came up. It's not going to happen today. It's all right. But I'm telling you, I mean, how many times, Kim, if we would have given into excuses, how many times in the morning have you laid there knowing we have this call coming up, this recording, and you're just I could just go back to sleep, but I can't because this call's coming up. And then you get up. And then when it's done, you're so glad. But oh, the temptation was there.
It's kind of like you're yesterday, how you get up in the morning. It was a couple of days when you did your recording the other day, you had said just a commitment. You get up in the morning, you just get it done, and then you're going to feel great. That's what this is for us. It really pushed me.
Yep. You know, I contemplated a few years ago about people who are very highly committed to working out. What I contemplated, Kim, was that resistance to getting started. And in the end, and I actually then talked to people who are very committed to their workout, it does not, they've not wavered, it goes up and down, but they haven't ditched their whatever their workout is. And what I found out is they're just highly skilled at that commitment every day and working through the resistance. That's the difference. It's they have resistance. They have, I want to roll over and go back to bed. They're not popping out of bed. Some people might be, but it's more unusual. But they're not popping out of bed going, yes, I get to do this. No, they're going through that process every morning. That's my commitment. I could turn over and go back to sleep, but I won't feel that good. I'll feel much better if I get up and go and do my workout. And they do their thing and they just start going. And then they get their workout done. And then they do the same thing the next day.
Yeah. And it's crazy how we will make an excuse for something that's actually helpful to us.
Mm-hmm.
It's just mind-boggling. You know you're going to feel better. You know it's actually good for your health. well, let's make every excuse underneath the sun, and then we'll just justify some other way. Well, yeah. We'll create a story. The reason why we couldn't go.
Right.
Why we couldn't do this.
Oh my gosh. The excuses come up, and then it's like once we start building a story, what happens is, as I see it, is that the excuses become the foundation.
Yep.
Of that story. So we're starting to solidify all of those things. So now we're starting to build our life around that. And that's what I would say people who have high levels of commitment to things that, you know, are healthy, are good for them, they don't let those excuses become foundation. They see that they're there, but they collapse them and get up and say, do their workout. And then the next day, they, you know, do that process. Like I said, they do it again. Instead of letting the story, oh, I don't do this. Oh, I can't do that. Oh, today there's this. Oh, tomorrow there's that. Are you still there? Oh, there you are.
Yeah.
It's like, did I lose Kim?
I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's almost. And it doesn't have to be a workout.
No.
A motorcycle go by us. Nice. it doesn't have to be a workout. Like I'm saying, us, Jill and I showing up every morning and doing this podcast together, that is powerful. Just doing something that is actually good for your soul, like eating something healthy, making a choice to do that. And then it just happens. It naturally flows the more you commit to it.
Every day. And not like it's going to the salt mines. It actually, the more you do it, the more like you can feel the power of it growing. You can feel the results of it growing without any effort. Like all, your effort is that process of collapsing excuses, of being careful about what stories you're starting to spin around, say, excuses, you know? And as you stop doing those things and you continue to show up, you feel the momentum of your commitment growing. And it kind of becomes what I'm going to phrase like a healthy addiction. You start to become like thrilled by that. Ooh, that was really fun. Oh, yay. Like the thrill of overcoming your excuse tendency, if you will, or your story tendency. And I have had a lot of those, Kim.
Yeah. And it's super powerful. If you are struggling with this commitment or just showing up for yourself every single day, what feeling is it? Is it are you creating an excuse? Recognize what type of excuse are you creating? What is that story like? So is my excuse is I just don't have enough time. Okay. So then shift your mindset into, okay, what time of the day will work for me? What time of the day is right for me? Maybe it's not right away in the morning for you, but there's time in the day for yourself. And if you're struggling to find that time, go deeper and find out, okay, what emotions I'm holding on to. Maybe you're just in a negative funk right now. That's what you're actually trying to move and shift. That's creating something like a time stamp where you're just like, nope, I don't have enough time to heal or to move my anger out of my body. I want to hold on to this anger because it's serving me a purpose. So just ask, like, when is an appropriate time? I'm ready for this. I have the time of the day, and it might be afternoon, might be right before you go to bed. Doesn't matter. Just do something.
You nailed it, Kim. Behind the excuses and the stories, underneath it, there's some emotion. There's some vibration that's going on there. Whether it's, you know, lack, fear, intimidation, you know, whatever it is. Once we can get that, like, then you just look at that and go, okay, you just look at it. Just, you don't even have to do anything with it. Just see it. And once you see it, that vibration just, you just even sit and see that say fear or lack for probably about 10-15 minutes in general. For most people, it's going to start to dissipate. It may dissipate faster. More than likely, it will never last more than like a day or a few days. I mean, if it lasted a few days, that's a huge thing and very unusual. But yep. Even so, like this thing that we can spend years building excuses and stories around something when literally worst case scenario, you might have to sit with it for 2 to 3 days. Like it's totally worth it.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Here are some excuses gone in days. Boom.
Dang, there we go. Oh my God, I love it. See, that's efficiency.
Yeah.
That's the power of commitment, and that's the power of not believing those excuses that we all love to make up.
Yep. That's very wonderful, Jill.
Yeah. Thank you, Kim. This was great. Oh my gosh. Thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you, everyone.
Yes. And have a great weekend. It's a Friday. So until next time, though, we'll keep busting down those excuses and
if
doing what we love. All right.